The Lord told me tonight just to expect anything. And you know when he says that, you know kind of how that is. Praise the Lord. No, I just want to share with you that what has happened here tonight is what we were talking about this morning. See, tonight is a manifestation of the word that God spoke in the message this morning. See, that's exactly what it is. When God's people come together as one, there is great power. I didn't know when we came in earlier, and I was sitting down here, and I didn't know how many of you were out there. But when we were singing earlier, it sounded like there were 1,000 of you. It really did. This place, it was like, not only was the place full, because this place won't hold 1,000 people, but there were others piped in somehow. I don't know. We've had some wonderful times of praise, but I don't know if I've ever sensed before in quite the same way, at least it's been a while, the power and the volume and the majesty of the praise of God's people. And when I read in the book of Revelation that there are billions and billions and billions of angels around the throne of God, created to do the same thing you and I were created to do, and that is praise Him, and they're singing unto God, can you imagine what that sounds like? Just a great rush. And as we were singing in the Spirit earlier, and that's one of my favorite things, I just love to sing in the Spirit, especially I love to sing in the Spirit with other believers. But it amazes me, and you know, one of the things I think that struck me when I began to have fellowship with Spirit-filled believers, when I began to go to meetings where people who had been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, was the orchestration of the Holy Spirit in the worship. And I marvel. I remember just standing there and marveling. Everybody else seemed to know what was going on. I didn't know what to do. It seemed like there was an invisible conductor there, and he was going like this. You know how those, well, as you know, those of you the musicians, you know how little music I know because of what I just did, but you understand the idea. See? It's just like a great conductor. And that's exactly who the Holy Spirit is in at time of praise. He's the inspirer of praise, and He's the conductor of praise. And that's why praise, Spirit-filled praise, is so spontaneous. Does not require any effort. Only requires a willing vessel. That's all it takes. It's like we've shared this analogy, how when an artist picks up a musical instrument, if someone were to come in tonight and play the piano doesn't do anything to get ready, it just sits there. But when the pianist sits down and begins to touch those keys, out comes that glorious music, not because of the piano, but because of the pianist. That's the way it is when we praise God, that one that's inspiring the praise. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Judges, and this is not what I had intended to minister tonight, but since God had spoken it, we're going to read it, just read the story. God spoke tonight in the word of prophecy about Gideon, about the man Gideon, and about his work for God. Gideon was one of the men that had judged Israel after Joshua. You remember Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, led them across the Red Sea. He led them 40 years in the wilderness. He took them to the promised land, but he was not able to take them in. God said that he was to anoint Joshua the son of Nun, and Joshua was anointed with the spirit of wisdom. He did take the mantle from Moses, so to speak, and he led the children of Israel into the promised land. Joshua began the conquering and the possessing of the land. After Joshua, a series of judges were established in Israel by the Holy Spirit. So if you'll turn to the 7th chapter of the book of Judges, we're going to read the story about Gideon. Most people, when you talk about Gideon, Well, you'll have many, those that don't know much about their Bible, they'll say, well, wasn't he the fellow with the golden fleece? No, he was not the fellow with the golden fleece. He had a fleece, but it was Jason was the man that had the golden fleece, or chased the golden fleece out of Greek mythology. Gideon is a real man. He was God's man that he brought to deliver his children Israel. This, in the seventh chapter, we read probably the best known story, or the most important story about Gideon. Those folks that know much about Gideon remember the story about the fleece, but Gideon ought not to be remembered because of the fleece. That was not the high point of Gideon's life and ministry. It was one of the lower points when he required a sign from God. The seventh chapter is the high point of Gideon's ministry. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Gideon had gathered together 32,000 men out of Israel. He was going out under the leadership of God to do battle against the host of the Midianites, who had kept his people in bondage for years and years and years. They had pillaged and plundered the people of God, and now God had sent Gideon and said, Gideon, you're my man. Get the people of Israel together and take them out against this enemy. But now he said, Gideon, you've got 32,000 men. That's too many. They're going to whoop up on these Midianites. They're going to put them to flight and rout them, and then they're going to say to themselves, look what we did. And he said, Gideon, here's what I want you to do. You tell any of the people that are afraid, that have any fear at all, to go home. To just leave and just go on home. 22,000 went home. 10,000 remained. Now God's talking to us tonight in the self-same way. He said in essence tonight, if you be fearful, if you be concerned about the opinions of other men, if you be concerned and worried that God is going to embarrass you, then leave the army of God. Because God does not require great numbers. God requires willing and obedient vessels. It is not the quantity, the number of men that are in God's army. It is the quality and the obedience and the willingness and the yieldedness of those that are sallying forth to do battle for God. God does not need odds of 2 against 1 or 3 against 1 or 1 against 1. 10,000 stayed, 22,000 went home. Verse 4, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whom I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue as the dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink. He said, Gideon, you just take them to the water. Observe how they drink. The ones that get down on their knees and put their face in the water and drink that way, you separate them and put them over here.
Yes.
Tu me ne vora patia, Yeshu fotemando coreshe puta. Tu i manguchi ma puti para shimona. Tu i fashu manoka. Tu mani kereche puta manata. Tu i kachi furate manata kachi. Tu i shi bako di te. Tu kashita. Tu kemato. Tu i kachi furate manata. Tu hai chiamato Mona Shikha di te. For the Lord would say unto thee, what hast thou to fear? For am I not the King? Am I not the King of glory? Have I not defeated all of the works of the enemy and put them under my feet? Am I not high and lifted up and exalted above all that are in the earth and under the earth? Is my not my name not marvelous and above every other name? Marvel not at the works of thy God, but give me praise for them.
Yes. But take up your shield now. Break forth your sword.
Thank you, Father. 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 If you're here tonight, you know that you need to be set free from something by the power of God. God's speaking to you. You heard His promise. You've seen what He's done. Thank you, Father. 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 Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That's the ministry of Jesus, and the ministry of the body of Christ is the same. To proclaim deliverance to the captives. Praise God. Praise God. Now, I want you to close your eyes, every one of you. We're going to do as God said. Now, the Spirit of the Lord has said, "Do not try to understand, but obey my voice. Do not try to figure it out, but obey my voice. Do not try to work out all the details and all the what ifs, but obey my voice." If you belong to God, you know His voice. Because He said, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow me." And I want you just to ask the Lord, if you are one that He's speaking to tonight, that is in need of deliverance in any area of your life, that needs to be set free from anything that would hinder your relationship with God, your service of God, your worship of God, your ministry for God, your relationship with another, your prayer life, your witness. He said earlier tonight, we never did get to it in the message. I guess we didn't have to. That in order for the light to shine, the vessel must be broken. In order for the candle to be seen, the pot that it's in must be broken. You just ask God if that's you. Listen, listen carefully. Physical, emotional, financial, spiritual. And if God says it's you, then I want you to come forward right now. Just get up out of your chair. Don't wait. God is wanting to minister to you. Come right now. Do not wait. Come right now. Do not hold back. Don't you give the devil or his agents any place in you. Give him absolutely no room. Come now. Come now. Come now. Thank you, Father. 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 Now listen to the word of God. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. The Lord working with them and with signs following. Peter said, when the lame man was healed, and his name, through faith in his name, that is the name of Jesus, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith in the name of Jesus gives absolute perfect soundness in the presence of the people. And perfect faith gives perfect soundness. Perfect faith gives perfect soundness. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be delivered. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be healed. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be ye set free. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be ye made completely whole. Now I'm going to lay my hands upon you for a point of contact that you may release your faith. If the Spirit of God has not ministered to you before I get to you, the Holy Spirit will touch you that very minute that my hand touches your body. But don't you wait for me to get to you. Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit are here right now.
He has already ministered to a number of people, and he can minister to you before I reach you. You don't wait for me, you reach out for Jesus, because he's the one. 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 Be ye set free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just yield to that now. Just yield to that. Just yield to that. Just yeah. Woo! Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. Okay, here's a situation with a classmate at nursing school that has cancer that's in both breasts, or in the lungs, and they operate on her and closed her back up again because it was so bad. She's 32 years old, and they don't give her any hope. But we know the one who has hope. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And Jane just wants to stand in for a classmate. And I'm going to ask you to stand where you are in the congregation. I want you to stretch forth your hand towards your sister and believe God for this her classmate. And I'm going to lay hands on her for this girl. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you take a look at us. You see that we are Jesus Christ. We are the body of Christ. We're of his flesh and of his bone. We intercede for this girl in the name of Jesus. We curse this cancer in Jesus' name. We command it to die. We command it to dry up and to go away in Jesus' name. We command it to leave her body, every cancerous cell, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command healing to come into that body. We command wholeness to come into that body. We ask you, our Father, for a miracle of God. Move effectually by your Holy Spirit, our Father, in Jesus' mighty name. 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 Thank you, Father. You just relax and let the Holy Spirit pray through you. That's it. Just relax. Just let the Spirit of God do what he wants to do. You can't do anything about it anyway. Just be used by him. Just let him operate in you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O Lord. O Lord, our God. O Lord, our God. How we bless you. How we magnify you. How we praise you for your mighty works. How we thank you for your promises. How we magnify you for your provision. How we thank you, Lord, for your works. How we thank you for your beauty and for your holiness. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, won't you go pray for her? Huh?
May be open to it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get satisfaction on that? Huh? Are you sure?
Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Praise God. I don't want anybody to go out of this place tonight without having what they believe God has available for them. Because there's no reason for anybody to want. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. One of the things that God is teaching us how to do is just to receive. You know, we have to learn how to receive as well as how to give. Praise His almighty name. Praise His almighty name. What did I tell you before? Expect anything? Well, for one, that's one good thing you wanted to take me out and stone me because that was true, wasn't it? Huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Did you want something special? Yes. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, that's very important what God's just spoken to you. It's important when you're saved, when you are born again, you ratify that salvation by the confession of your mouth. And the fullness of that which God has done in your heart becomes evident in your life when you confess it with your tongue. That's the way you receive everything from God. And if you'll be willing to confess before men that which God has done for you tonight, even though you may not have a manifestation of it yet, God will make it manifest in your life. Now, the reason that God does this in a demonstrative way is to give you something to hold on to give you something to strengthen your faith. Some of you went down like a sapling tree under an axe. By the power of Almighty God. Now, whether you fell under the power or not does not determine whether you received anything from God. Whether you believed God will determine whether you received anything from God. He is the one. Jesus is the one that sets the people free. Jesus is the one that ministers the power to His children. Jesus is the one that heals the sick. Jesus is the one who is doing the work. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. It's Jesus. It matters not whether you felt anything. It matters not whether anything dramatic happened to you. It only matters whether you believed. When I touch one person or touch another, it doesn't make any difference. I'm the same person. Jesus is the same Lord. The Holy Spirit is the same Spirit. I've got the same hand. I laid it on every one of you. And if one of you received deliverance tonight, then all of you should. Because it's the same hand, it's the same Jesus, it's the same Holy Spirit. There wasn't anybody here who received anything from God more than anybody else. The only thing that will make a difference between you is how much you will receive from God. That is your responsibility. God has done His part, I've done my part, and now you must do yours if you haven't done it yet. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I think the Lord is finished. I believe He's done tonight. But I'm not exactly finished just praising Him. And James, I want you to come.
And I want you just to lead us in a chorus of Alleluia. But this time on Sunday, my voice gets so low.